Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In a competitive marketplace, it's important to use every tool in your sales toolbox to help drive more revenue into your business. Testimonials, by far, are one of the most cost-effective tools at your disposal in that regard. Think about all the great ways they can serve you in your business. In good times, in tough times, testimonials are in abundant supply. They cost next to nothing to procure, and they have a shelf life that exceeds just about any other marketing collateral out there. Given these great benefits, you might wonder why they're still underused by many salespeople today. I know I sure do, and it's something that I regularly ask of people when I meet them when I'm conducting sales training sessions. What's your testimonial strategy? And if you don't have one, why not? Over the years, I've listened to a lot of answers to these questions from a range of people in organizations large and small. And what I found at the heart of the problem is that testimonials are often underestimated because of incorrect assumptions that are made either in the process of collecting them or how they're used to promote the business. There are three big myths about testimonials. So let's review them now. The first myth is they can't be all that effective or everyone would be using them. This is one of the biggest mistakes anyone in sales can make, is to assume that success is about doing what everyone else is doing. In fact, success hinges on being choosy about whose business habits you should emulate. Never mind what the majority of people are doing, pay careful attention to what the top 20% of sales performers are up to. Regular collection and distribution of testimonials is right up there, along with the list of activities that top salespeople have in common. They rely on testimonials because they really do work. And they work because they are persistent in how they solicit them, publish them, and leverage them in their selling strategy. The second myth is this: I shouldn't have to ask my customers for testimonials. This is another common mistake that takes root in an incorrect assumption, namely that salespeople should wait for their satisfied customers to make the first move and offer up glowing testimonials. That's not to say that this never happens in business. Sure, it's a great shot in the arm when someone offers a testimonial that's unsolicited, but the reality is that testimonials simply aren't going to come knocking at your door. You have to go looking for them. You have to ask, and you have to be persistent about it. If you're ambitious and keen to become part of the top 20% of sales performers in your organization or the top 20% of companies in your market, you need to make this an integral part of your sales strategy. No excuses. The third myth is this: asking for testimonials will make me look like I'm fishing for compliments. Let's consider this one a half myth. I say that because it's true. When you ask for testimonials, you are essentially asking your customers to say something positive about you and your business. The myth is that there's something wrong with this. Come on, let's face the facts. When it comes to your business and your personal success as a salesperson, this is not a time to be modest. You work hard to provide your customers with the very best, both in terms of sales and professionalism and in after-sales service. Your best customers call on you again and again, and they do so for a reason. So why wouldn't you want to ask them for some insight to learn more about what is specifically helping them and keeps them from coming back? Tackle these three testimonial myths in your organization and develop a testimonial procurement strategy. Make this a priority for the year. Not only will it translate into skyrocketing sales, you'll get a great feeling inside knowing how much your customers really do enjoy working with you. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.